Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Liverpool and Western Union by Carl Kopak. Earlier this week, Liverpool announced a new sponsor and company logo to go along with Standard Chartered on the kit. Western Union, the financial and communications company based in Colorado, now have their logo emblazoned on the arm of the new shirt. Liverpool chief executive Peter Moore said, quote, "When the Premier League announced in February that we were able to go look for a sleeve sponsor for our jerseys, we were excited on a number of levels." End quote. Whatever floats your boat, mate. This has led to a black and white debate between the fans. While some will nod at the pragmatic nature and good business and fresh revenue streams, others are more concerned about the sanctity of the shirt and commercialization of an already crowded marketplace. It's easy to mock the notion of sponsorship. In The Simpsons, Krusty the Clown, the star of the kids' TV show and Springfield hero to Bart, endorses absolutely every product possible as long as he's handsomely paid for it. In one episode, in which he's reunited with his estranged father, he talks about his Jewish heritage and recites a Hebrew blessing. Yet in another, he tells the kids at his live TV show that he has a real hankering for some pork products, despite the implications to his faith, going so far as to bring a barbecue into the studio. Equally, on the brilliant long-running Radio 4 show, I'm Sorry I Don't Have a Clue, one underworked panel member was accused of having an answer phone which states, "I'm not in at the moment, but I'll do it." When it comes to new deals, Liverpool have a hankering for some pork products and will definitely do it. This is an age where you can buy another company's coverage. One of the reasons why Moore is so excited about this is we can get a partnership that gives us the ability to interact with our fans on a global basis. Yes, because we were clearly struggling with that before Western Union came to save us. I'm sorry, but I just don't understand that. If I'm queuing up to change my sterling for euros at a Western Union, is it going to bring me closer to the club or any other? Equally, am I more likely to choose Western Union now that they're on our shirt? I can answer that here and now. Coincidentally, I've just returned from Spain and had to change my funds on the day the deal was announced. I went to the post office. The partnership amounts to £25 million for 5 years, £5 million a season. Yes, for 5 seasons, we will wear their somewhat oversized logo for the price of half a Virgil van Dijk. I'll take the half without the knackered leg. Of course, since Fenway came in, we've been awash with new deals and endorsements. According to the club website, Liverpool currently have a main club sponsor, a kit supplier, an official shirt sleeve sponsor. Important to point out that it's an official one and not those unofficial ones, you see. An official training kit sponsor, 11 official partners, and 15 regional marketing partners, including Chowco, a coconut water provider. On top of this, we have official health, wellness, men's grooming, timing, tea, coffee, bakery, tire, beer, and my favourite, daily fantasy sports partners. I'm sure we turn stuff down too, but it seems the door is always open. And I know a lot of people will have no problem with this. If they're paying for it, then it's money which could help Jurgen and the Redmen achieve glory, and who wouldn't want that? Of course, we'd actually have to buy players for that to work, but that's a discussion for another day. If you're against this, it's more likely to be on aesthetic grounds than financial. Every major club has allegiances with corporates. Even Barcelona, who held out for decades, have, since 2012, given in and allowed a sponsor's name to be daubed next to their badge. Nowadays, we have to play ball, even if it's at the cost of dignity. Personally, I can live with the idiocy of the official coconut water provider, as that's a local deal, and it won't impinge on anything I love. If someone wants to pay us so they can shift a few units, and I'd definitely buy that coconut water over any other if it has a picture of Nathaniel Klein on the container, well, then that's up to them, and the cash fits better in our pocket than that of a rival. It's when it comes to the shirt that it hurts. Like most football debates, this is based on pure hypocrisy. In 1979, we were the first club in the country to allow a sponsor's name on the jersey. This was certainly a novelty at the time, and it worked. I can remember excitedly telling my schoolmates that Jack Sharp's, the chief sports shop in Liverpool city centre, had the Hitachi kit in. Yes, we call it by the sponsor's name rather than the club. A free plug, if you'll excuse the pun, even though I couldn't actually purchase anything, being that I wasn't really in the market for electronic goods at the age of 10. For me, and I know this is a generational thing, the Liverpool shirt represents something I have deeply embedded in my heart. It's a way of life, a way of doing something, a culture that exists nowhere else on this island. It bears the emblem of our city. The colour comes from Shankly, and that era and that ethos is stemmed in the three letters LFC. That's a statement, not a simple acronym, and it means something to me. I don't want it to be sullied by someone who happens to have great sackfuls of cash and a slogan to bung on a jersey. Of course, we've long lost that identity, and any semblance of heritage evaporated when we allowed a McDonald's sign to appear in the external wall of the Kop in the 1990s. It will continue too. The next step will simply be more and more adverts, placed wherever possible. If I was the sort of man who wore replica shirts, and I do have some for gym purposes, I would bristle about the connection between something that I love and something I'm at best indifferent about. To show that club allegiance in public, I would also have to advertise Standard Chartered and tacitly say that I was on board with them too. I resent that. Now it's added Western Union. So don't buy the shirt, Carl. Well, I won't, of course, but I feel uncomfortable at the celebration of it. It might make business sense and a share of common brand values, whatever they are, but that says nothing to me about my life. That badge does. My final point on this is arguably the most important one. The sleeve advert looks too big, gaudy, and, well, let's not beat around the bush here. Shit. It just looks shit. I don't like things looking shit on my club's shirt. Sorry if that makes me a dinosaur. Actually, I'm not sorry at all. I understand the opposing argument. That makes sense. Just don't tell me that this is anything other than a necessary evil, or that a logo on a shirt means that people in, say, Southeast Asia are now more connected to the club than ever before. That's just bollocks. Blood red shirt, three letters, Liverbird. That's why I'm still doing all this. That's what I'm here for. Nothing else. This one's caused a lot of debate, and I think rightly so. For everyone saying it's just a logo, what are you getting bent out of shape about? It's money for the club. There's somebody else who's saying equally reasonably, yeah, but it looks like crap, or, you know, I feel a bit queasy about that particular association, or whatever it happens to be. I mean, my own personal experience recently, I bought one of those training tops, and I'll be honest with you, it is the absolute dog's bollocks. It's wonderful. I love it, except there's this sort of gaudy Bet Victor thing on it, and it just takes the sheen off. I'll be honest, it does. And maybe, like Carl, I'm maybe a dinosaur for thinking that, and it did make me cringe to think of all the kids who, because they want their kid to look exactly like their heroes, will be asking their dads and moms to go into the shop and pick themselves up a Western Union badge, which will be available for them to do. God, that's, yeah, I don't know, something, it just doesn't sit right. Anyway, who knows, maybe, like I say, maybe me and my sort went out with the arc, and if that's the case, terribly sorry, and I'll try to be more modern. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on anfieldindex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on anfieldindex.com.
Hold up.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.